You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go from Matt. Is it better to bet NFL win totals before or after the NFL draft?
I think this is one of the best questions we got, and it's not even... I mean, thank you for the question, Matt. It's not so much because it's like the greatest question ever, but just I think if you're not averse to betting small amounts of money, betting anything early is always a better idea than betting anything later, right? Like if you like, let's be honest, the win totals that are opening right now in places, and I won't name the places where they're opening again, it's basically for publicity. It's really not to book bets. Like, that's not really the point of opening win totals right now. The point of opening win totals right now basically has nothing to do with
for us to talk about it.
It's literally just for promotional material. That's all it is. Yeah. It's for us to say, hey, this book opened these win totals today. Let's talk about them. And it generates, and it's awesome for us. And I don't even feel bad that we're doing it because I like talking about it. Like, literally, I like talking about this stuff, even if I can't bet on it yet, because I want to know what the stuff is going to open at. Talking about teams is really funny. We can guess where we think the win totals are actually going to go when, you know, we can bet actual money on it, basically. But my absolute favorite part is there was a story on ESPN about a set of win totals that came out, and they interviewed like a, whatever, I forget what this guy's title was, but like a trader or somebody in the trading department with one of these domestic sports books who, let's be honest, like, and I've done a couple panels recently, but like his job is literally to like copy the lines that existed offshore sports books and put them up as his own, which is not, it's not like making fun of that. It's just, that's what they're doing. But the quotes around some of these win totals, like, yeah, we had to think really hard about what to do with these teams that had new quarterbacks. Like, this was a tough one. And be like, no, it's not. You're taking like $20 on each side. If I made a win total 16, it wouldn't matter right now. Everybody would just, you take five bets, they'd bet it down and you'd make it 12. Like, it just, like, you could literally, I don't think people understand how easy it is to put out an opener as long as you just take small bets. Like if you, like Moose, if you right now, if you wanted to, like, let's say Nets and Hornets was tomorrow, like hadn't actually taken place tonight. This was going to be a game tomorrow. Let's say I said to you, like, I need you to open the line for this game. Like, you could actually do it very easily, and you would just control the amount of action that you took and the amount of money that you took. So here's what you would do. You would, let's say, even, I mean, just off the top of your head, you'd be like, all right, let's say I want to open Nets minus 15. Like, great, awesome, okay. Like, Nets are really good, Hornets don't have any players. Let's say you open Nets minus 15. Okay, put up the 15, make it a $100 limit. Somebody will bet the Hornets with you, probably, immediately, and just move on action. All right, now I'm 15 minus 120 on Charlotte. All right, now I'm 14 and a half. Now I'm 14. And maybe you take like $2,000 in action or something, $3,000 in action, and you get down to where you stop taking bets, basically. At that point, you could just raise the limit. Like, you'd be like, all right, now I feel pretty comfortable. Now I'm going to start taking $500. Then you'll take more action and you'll try to balance a lot. Like, again, you could just do it without copying anybody. Now, yes, there are ways that, like, once you increase the limits, there are ways people could take advantage of you. But, like, I think people give way too much credit to the person opening the number, that this is like some Herculean task that no one else could accomplish, when it's like, you could just do this. If you just control the amount of money that you take, you could at least do a reasonable job of creating like a pretty good opening line. Now, that's like in a vacuum with nobody else, you know, no other books opening and stuff like that, but, you know, it's actually like not that difficult of a process. Like, it's really not that bad. So,
right. No, and I get it. And I think there's another area for Matt's question in terms of, you know,
which is the draft going to affect something?
It's also, do you see value in kind of the bets now, even though there's limits on it, where the offseason is not complete when you look at NFL teams. Like, is it worth it for you, even with the limitations that are out there? And listen, everything Ben mentioned is just dead on correct. I mean, it's out there. So we mentioned that William Hill's got win totals. And then you all of a sudden are going through them and you have a conversation, you have a talking point. Everyone loves hearing everybody talk about the National Football League. But to, you know, I would never, I don't care what it is, $10, $20, $25. Say I brought up the Philadelphia Eagles earlier on the show. Even though I like the Eagles under 7, I would never bet the Philadelphia Eagles right now, even if there was not limitations under 7, until I see what they do with the NFL draft, until I see what transpires and happens with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans, if their rumors are really true that they're heavily in pursuit of Deshaun Watson, or they're one of the teams still calling the Houston Texans, because that could change everything for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm waiting for me, my comfort level, Ken, put the limits aside, when I'm looking at win totals in the National Football League, I want to have as much information on those teams as possible. I might not get the exact number I'm looking for. I might have to lay a little extra juice, but I'm more comfortable laying a little extra juice, having as much information as I can, as compared to guessing right now.
Sure. No, I think that's definitely an approach that makes a lot of sense. And for Matt, who asked the question, I don't know if the draft is going to clarify. Like, we already know Trevor Lawrence is going to be the starting quarterback for Jacksonville next year. So, like, whether you're going to bet Jacksonville or not, like, the draft doesn't really matter in terms of you doing that. Like, maybe you love their mid-round picks and that's going to, you know, like, move the needle for you. But just doing, like, projections, you know, there isn't really a lot that can happen in the draft that's going to, like, make me love or hate a team this season. Now, there's stuff's going to happen that's going to make me think, wow, for the next 3 years, this team is, you know, they're set up to do a lot better. They got their quarterback long-term for the future, right? Think about when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts last year in the second round, something like that. Like, okay, like, that's a thing that's interesting. Well,
but Ken, along those lines, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me just throw out a quick thing, because you mentioned them earlier, and that would be the San Francisco 49ers, sure. Right? We mentioned William Hill is at 10, right? Say the 49ers draft Mac Jones third overall, or say they draft Justin Fields third overall, right? Insert rookie quarterback. And they end up moving Jimmy Garoppolo, right? So, I mean, I know what they're saying now about Jimmy Garoppolo. What they're saying now can be completely different than what they say right a month from now about Jimmy Garoppolo. So what do you feel about the 49ers if they're starting Mac Jones or Justin Fields week one as compared to if they're starting Jimmy Garoppolo week one? Is there a tangible difference in what you feel about the 49ers? Yes or no?
I'd probably like the team this year more if Garoppolo was playing, just because I would not like any rookie to be playing to be like bullish on a team like Fields or Mac Jones, to be honest. But like the draft isn't going to change that, because they're going to take a quarterback. So like the before after the draft doesn't really matter to bet the Niners. Like, I guess if you love Fields and you would like love them if they drafted Fields instead, I guess you could make that argument. But it's still a quarterback. Like, we know the Niners are taking a quarterback. We know the Jets are taking Zach Wilson. We know the Jags are taking Lawrence. Like, but even if a quarterback goes to like Washington, like Fitzpatrick's still going to start week one. Like, that's not like, I wouldn't be like bullish on Washington if they drafted Trey Lance, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Denver, maybe, because I just hate Drew Lock that much, that if they got like literally anybody else to play quarterback, Bridgewater and like competing with those guys, with, you know, just all the teams that have those quarterback issues, I guess that's a part of it. But, you know, but early always better with any betting market is usually generally the philosophy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We'll continue to answer your questions next. You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network.